This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Taper City police are cracking down on squatted trucks. Major C.G. Hilburn this week sent a memo to all TCPD officers telling them about the state's law against the squat modified vehicles. Drivers could see tickets or even have their vehicles towed for safety issues. North and South Carolina banned trucks with more than 4 inches of height difference between the front and rear fenders due to braking, visibility, and headlight safety issues. The dry conditions are continuing in our county and region. Today's drought monitor has more of Columbus County in the severe drought category than last week. The dry weather is seriously affecting gardens as well as field crops. Officials are concerned the second dry summer in a row could lead to forage and pasturage shortages later this year. We could see some beneficial rain starting tomorrow, but the fire danger is high today due to high winds and dry air. The Sunset Road Fire in Brunswick County is continuing to burn, although the Forest Service has 27% of the 1,300 acres contained. Unfortunately, forecasts don't lean those storms in that direction. Complaints by neighbors led to a major drug bust in Brunswick last week. Joseph Stevens, age 48, of Mount Moriah Road, was arrested on 16 felony drug charges after investigators found opiates, cocaine, and other illegal drugs in his home. Jamal Thompson is in jail after allegedly running from a traffic stop. He had opiates, cocaine, marijuana, and a handgun in his car, according to the sheriff's office. The Hallsboro man was stopped for a traffic violation in Whiteville and began arguing with the deputy. Then he fled the scene. He eventually bailed out of the car on Memory Street and was taken down with a taser. Look for more on all these stories at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The animal shelter has a chocolate-colored mare pony in custody. The pony was found walking down Haynes Lennon Highway Wednesday. You must have proof of ownership to claim her. Contact the shelter at 640-6609 if she's yours. Two local men scored back-to-back wins in the state lottery over the weekend. Kenneth Foreman of All won a $1 million scratch-off. Jerry Freeman of Clarkton won a $100,000 Powerball ticket. We have more on the winners at ColumbusCountyNews.com. May 16th is Peace Officers Memorial Day. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office will be holding a memorial service at 11 a.m. at 801 Jefferson Street in Whiteville to honor the 12 local law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. The public is welcome. Saturday is the Flock Swap at Gerganus Farm Store in Whiteville. That's at 6 Whiteville Plaza. There's no charge to bring your birds and small livestock for buying, selling, trading, or just showing off and fellowshipping with your fellow small farmers. The Flock Swap will be from 9 until 2 at Gerganus Farm Store. The Columbus County Farmers Market is going to be open Saturday from 8 until 2. The market features locally produced fruits and vegetables, poultry, fresh eggs, crafts and arts, and more. Follow them on Facebook for more about the special activities that take place each week of the season. The market is located on Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.